This music is meant to suggest tragedy, and its composer is Norwegian. But the massacre in Norway last month was not the inspiration for this piece. Bassist Mats Eilertsen wrote it after a tsunami devastated the Indonesian region of Aceh on December 26, 2004. Eilertsen himself was nowhere near the disaster.
I was at home celebrating Christmas in Norway, far away from the events, outside actually, almost the whole day in the snow, playing, so it's really a contrast. I wanted to have this pauses in between, almost like a wave. I mean, not the big wave, but all the endless waves. The time after, and the silence in between. That's where the main motive is. Just repeating, repeating, with a little variation.
Mats Eilertsen plays double bass on this recording. He's part of the Wolfert Brederode Quartet. The other three musicians had no idea that the piece was inspired by the tsunami that ravaged Aceh.
Somehow I never felt any need to tell anybody, because I don't want it to be program music, even though it's based on a concrete event. Just my way of turning my emotions into something concrete, like getting control of them or letting it out. Because I couldn't write a sad poem or, of course, I cry when I'm sad, but this is also my way of expressing myself.
Aceh, composed by bassist Mats Eilertsen. It appears on the new album Postscriptum by the Wolfert Brederode Quartet. With that, our program comes to an end today. Our Boston team includes Stephen Snyder and Mary Lou Ward. Rob Hugh Jones, Ian Rosser, and Rahul Juglekar are in London. The world's engineers are Robin Moore, Tina Toby, and Mike Wilkins. Our online team is led by Stephen Davey with Michael Rass and Manya Gupta, and we're online at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. We're back tomorrow.